The commenters to the article brought up the notion that the building must be cursed, because there have been so many restaurants that have occupied that address in relatively few years. They've included Matilda's, the most recent, Gallopin, Circa, East of Paris, Chapters, Zack's, Sage, I had even forgotten that one, and Park Avenue Grill. And those eight are just the ones that I've reviewed. There were a number of them before 1988, including Beef and Bottle or something like that. I don't believe in curses. I think in the case of this location, there was just an unlucky stream of owners and managers who didn't know how to run a restaurant. You'd be surprised how many inexperienced restaurateurs don't make a basic plan. They don't realize that this is a business like any other, and you have to know your monthly expense and have a plan to meet them. You start with your rent, which for this particular space is legendarily high, and then you add in your labor costs. Yes, waiters get paid a pittance and have to rely on tips, but the kitchen and management staff draw salaries, and you'll have to pay well to keep good talent. And then you have to look at the number of seats your restaurant has. The inexperienced restaurant owner will say, okay, I've got 100 seats. If I can turn them once each night and have an average check of, say, $40, I'll make a fortune. The problem is you probably won't fill all the seats twice every night. And soon you won't be able to pay the rent and salaries, let alone buy food and supplies, pay the linen service, hire someone to clean, and it goes on. Luckily, the new owners of the restaurant at Park and Canton Avenues are experienced, so maybe they can make this place work. I don't believe in cursed locations, but just in case, the new owners might want to bring in a witch doctor to give the place a going over.